Caitlin Doyle is the writer in residence at the Kerouac House here for the winter term. So, Caitlin Doyle, welcome to Intersection.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
It's great to have you with us. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you come from and how did you end up here at the Kerouac House?
Well, I'm originally from Long Island, and I ended up here when I saw that there was a residency offering writers 3 months of time and space to write, which is every writer's dream. So I applied, and I remember going online and seeing the video of the Kerouac House, seeing the room where Jack Kerouac slept, and thinking this would be such a wonderful place to write because it would not just be a house, but a house with literary history. So an opportunity to live here in this house with sort of the spirit of Jack and other writers who've been through here, I jumped at it and I applied, and I was thrilled to get the phone call.
So what kind of vibes have you picked up while you're at the house?
Well, you know, great vibes, just great. I've fallen in love with the house, really. I could stay here forever. It's just, it has a very peaceful atmosphere, and the area around it's very peaceful, and I think that it attracts good energy because the people involved, the volunteers, the local writers, everyone involved with the Kerouac House and Kerouac Project, it's all very positive, and it's a beautiful community.
Do you have a specific project set for your time here at the Kerouac House?
I do. I'm working toward my first book of poetry. So I had a certain amount of poems I wanted to write while here and then finish. So I'm working steadily toward that. The time's going way too fast, of course. I have 1 month left, and I have several more poems I want to finish.
What's your routine, your writing routine at the Kerouac House?
Well, I wake up, I go for a run, you know, just to get the juices flowing, come right back, and start writing. So I might start writing around 10 or 11 and then write all day and then stop at night. And this is on a good day. And then if it's going really well, I will then go back to writing right after, like around, you know, 8 or 9, and just write all night and go to bed. Because where else can you do that, you know, here without any job? And it's wonderful. And then there are days when there's readings in the area, which I'll go to. And, you know, so it's mixed up. It's not all isolated at the house, but...
How would you describe Orlando as a community for writers? Does it have a strong literary foundation? Are you able to interconnect with others, or are you just kind of isolated here at the Kerouac House?
No, I've been surprised. To tell you the truth, I was a little nervous when I'm going to go stay in this house in Orlando. I don't know anyone, you know. I was afraid about that a little bit, like who am I going to meet and who am I going to spend time with? But actually, there are so many great people through the Kerouac Project, writers, just local writers who come to the readings and have events, their own readings and events that I go to. So I've definitely been very far from isolated.
Well, can you share with us some of your writing?
Sure. I will. I picked a poem that, thinking about Jack and thinking about Jack's Catholicism, this poem is also about another writer whose life was very affected by Catholicism, Flannery O'Connor, the short story writer. And so this poem talks about the role of religion in her life, and also... I'll just say it has a couple of quotes from a typical Catholic Mass in it. "O Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, and but only say the word." So people will recognize that when it comes up. It's called "For Flannery at Andalusia." And it starts with a quote by Flannery herself. And it's interesting because I think this quote would be very much the opposite of something Jack Kerouac would say. The quote is, "Art transcends its limitations only by staying within them." For Flannery at Andalusia. Communion was the measure of your days, the host dissolving in your mouth between hard fact and metaphor. Christ's body no less real than yours, and equally unseen. A pair of crutches made your long legs moot, your arms obscured by bands that strapped each crutch to you. Restriction wedged you to routine, the sicker you became. O Lord, I am not worthy to receive you. Early Mass, each service echoing the last, but only say the word. Sleep came and went. The grass above your grave to be, next to your father's, grew, was cut, and grew. Pain pressed on you, retreated, rushed. The grace that made it pass for long enough to let you write a little every morning meant you must be blessed. meant each right word absolved you for the way your life kept quiet what your work confessed. No sin was more original than yours, creating lives that couldn't be redeemed except in language only you possessed.
So tell us about that poem. What does it mean to you?
Well, for me, I wanted to use it to explore the role of restriction in the act of writing and use Flannery O'Connor's life as a larger way of examining that, because she herself was literally restricted. She had lupus. She was on crutches. Her life had had very serious limitations. And as she said in the quote that precedes the poem, art transcends its limitations only by staying within them. So I wanted to talk about how, in a sense, art needs those limitations to transcend. So, I mean, I suppose in a sense that this is an approach that would be pretty different from the kind of spontaneous prose approach of Kerouac. It's a more of a disciplined way of approaching writing, where she believed you set a lot of limitations and then work within them, where someone like Kerouac would say no limitations and the idea is to just bust out and break all the rules. So in the poem, I'm trying to kind of explore how restriction and limitation let her soar, and in a sense in the poem trying to embody that by using a form that is itself fairly restricted, like it's strict iambic pentameter. It has a very specific rhyme scheme. So to kind of explore that subject matter within the form of the poem itself.
Caitlin Doyle is the writer in residence at the Jack Kerouac House in Orlando. Caitlin, thanks for letting us into your house.
Thank you.